in the first reading today. It's really beautiful how the Lord wants to reassure Paul and have him settle down enough in his heart that he can physically settle down in Corinth so that he can have, through his ministry of preaching the word, a huge impact on that city. But clearly in Paul's heart, things are unsettled enough. He's been beaten enough times already. He's been driven out of cities, imprisoned, all of that enough times that it's easy for me to appreciate that he would go into Corinth, but his heart in some worry or concern is still kind of idling high. And so one night, while Paul is there, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking. Do not be silent. I am with you. No one will attack you or harm you. I have many people in this city." So the two things that stand out from that are, one, that Paul is not Superman. Paul, like all of the saints, Paul's heart goes through all of the normal ups and downs that everyone's heart does. And that's important for us just to remember that the Christian life lived out in its fullness, as Paul certainly did, is not a life that makes one immune to concerns, worries, fears. Those things they will get stirred up in our heart. The question often then is really, for the believer, what do I do with those? But Paul, the Lord would not have needed to have given Paul this vision if his heart were not in that unsettled enough place. So the second thing to note is just how good the Lord is in giving him that vision, the reassurance. And so the Lord doesn't despise whatever was going on inside of Paul's heart. He didn't leave Paul on his own to work it out by himself. But the Lord gave him this vision so that Paul could really, in that much deeper level, settle down into his ministry in the city. And he had a beautiful and amazing impact there on the city, proclaiming the gospel. So this is something that's good for us to keep in mind and to remember, to not push off to the side or think something's going wrong when our own heart may be in an unsettled place, and also to remember the Lord's goodness in wanting to help us through that in whatever way it might be. It would be great. I would love to have these kinds of visions all the time. But the Lord works other ways, and most of all, he really loves to work through his body, through one another, and that way is as good as the vision when we're able to perceive it and the Lord can communicate to us what we need to hear from him. So I just find this really encouraging here as we have this in the first reading today. A couple practical notes. Different from the scriptures. We begin our great novena for Pentecost today. I really wish that we would celebrate Pentecost on the day, or I wish we would celebrate the Ascension on the day that it happened, yesterday, the 40th day. It's weird. Here we're beginning the novena today, but we haven't celebrated the Ascension yet. It just doesn't make sense. But I'm not in charge of that. But I can at least tell you what I think about that. So we go off of the historical timeline. The 40th day he ascended. After that, the church enters into the novena. So that's where we are. We have the novena after Mass today. Copies in the center. I don't know if there's any on the sides or not. But tonight we have our monthly evening of worship, adoration and praise and worship, which is also the first night of our bigger evening novena. So beginning tonight, every night through Pentecost, 7 o'clock, and tonight we, in the context of the big, beautiful evening of worship, we will build our novena in. And we're praying over all of these days of Novena for the gift that Jesus promised. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful phrase. All four Gospels refer to that promise to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We're going to open that up. And what does that mean? What does that look like? What should I expect? That is what we'll open up in our evening Novena. So all of that kicks off this morning and then tonight. Tomorrow morning, our daily Mass is at 8 a.m. because we have the ordination to the transitional diaconate of our seminarians who will be ordained tomorrow by Archbishop Lori. So to make sure that we have time to make our way up to the cathedral, we have to start Mass a little bit earlier. So tomorrow morning's Mass will begin at 8 a.m.